Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as a dew and refresh us. Come as a fire and burn within us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Glenn this morning shared the story about the All-American Dad. And that phrase got me to thinking, what qualities make an All-American Dad? Some would be quick to mention the macho things, being rough and tumble, teaching their children how to shoot guns, how to box, or how to fish in the best lakes. Some would say it's teaching their children how to be successful in business, how to achieve great grades, how to help them excel in the world. And yet I believe that the greatest thing we can and must offer our children is religious encouragement and training. Some people look at Father's Day as a family celebration that has nothing to do with religion, and yet my Bible is filled with statements that say a great deal about fathers, mothers, and children. The Bible is filled with stories about personal relationships and the responsibilities we have for one another's lives and faith. But too often we've messed this up. But we can also look and say, oh, how great. Cal Ripken Jr., many of you remember, he broke the Ironman record of playing in 2,131 consecutive games. And he was asked to say some words at a dinner in his father's honor. And he's told instead the story about how he was hearing his children one day, and they were just arguing as kids can do. And one of them said, oh, you're just trying to be like Dad. And Cal Jr. turned to his dad and said, yeah, I'd like to be just like Dad. What an incredible blessing that is. A father was listening in on his son's conversation with two of his friends, and they were talking about what celebrities their fathers knew. Yeah, you can already hear it coming, can't you? One boy said his father knew the mayor. The second one said, that's nothing. My dad knows the governor. To which the man's own son said, yeah, but my father knows God. How well do we know God? How well have we shared God? Listen again to some of the scriptures this morning. Grandchildren are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Are we living that out? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A righteous man who walks in integrity, how blessed are his children after him. Do we walk with integrity? Be a father who deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging them to live lives worthy of God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I have a wooden plaque in my house. I bought it years before Kobe was born. And it's beautifully carved, and it says, God bless this house. And I was surprised with this last move, because Robin came in one day and I had it up, and she says, I always look to see where you're going to hang that. It is a blessing in our house. Honor your father and your mother. Oh, it is the ones that we are closest with that we seem to get the most perturbed with, that we might have the most trouble with. Honor your loved ones. Care for them. Be a blessing. In conclusion, I want to share a prayer today that is attributed to General Douglas MacArthur as he prayed for his son. But realize the same qualities can and should be prayed for all our children. Build me a son, O Lord, who will be strong enough to know when he is weak and brave enough to face himself when he is afraid. One who will be proud and unbending in honest defeat and humble and gentle in honest victory. Build me a son whose wishbone will not be where his backbone should be. A son who will realize that to know thee and know himself is the foundation stone of knowledge. Lead him, I pray, not in the path of ease and comfort, but under the stress and spur of difficulties and challenges. Here let him learn to stand up in the storm. Here let him learn compassion for all those who fall.